Talk Live, you can bring up what you want. Dial in via the toll-free number. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You will find all the features on the site are free. Main feature allows you, the listener, to actually control the content of the site. You submit different suggestions. You're surfing around on the web. You find something that's pretty interesting you want to share with our listeners. You submit it to freetalklive.com. Other listeners will then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website. And so you'll find all kinds of interesting stuff there, and you can help contribute to it. And so thank you if you do over at freetalklive.com. Sam is joining us from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuredtruth.com. You've been busily working on a kind of an anti-campaign ad.
Yeah, well, it's not really a campaign ad.
So I called it an anti-campaign ad.
Feature piece on one of the area's finest policemen.
You used some of his footage from his own campaign ad and then intercut it with some of your own footage.
Yeah, of him.
Right.
Doing exactly the opposite of what he claims to be all about.
So you can see that over at obscuredtruth.com. Mark, have you seen it yet?
I have not. But
you should see it.
Oh,
this is an election that matters. It matters to you.
Why?
Chester County Sheriff.
Be your sheriff.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. So anyway.
By the way, he's not going to win in Chester County.
We'll see. 800-259-9231. Maybe he won't now that Sam has put this video out.
Hopefully.
Over at obscuredtruth.com. All right. So we'll come back to the fire department controversy here in a little bit. Talk about the poor in the marketplace and how they could get fire protection. Maybe do a little bit of brainstorming on that. But first, to the phones and the fun, Roy. Speaking of setting things on fire, Roy in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Roy.
Hello there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I actually was listening to the podcast a couple weeks ago. You guys had a Miss High Times on the air.
Yes,
we
did.
You interviewed her about her trip to Burning Man.
Yeah, it was her very first. I have never been myself. I don't think anyone in this studio has ever attended.
And wait,
yeah,
that's
the
interview. Sorry, that's the interview where you let her violate the swearing rule like
twice.
Two times? Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
Twice.
Girls can get away with anything if they're hot.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
well, I don't have such a title, so I guess I'll watch my language here.
I appreciate that. So what's on your mind?
I was interested because I heard a couple of you guys seem like you might have been interested in going. I know Ian said he was thinking about it. I don't know if Sam was interested or not.
If it was in a mobile home where I had like a bathroom that was shared with a few people rather than the porta potties and all that, and you know, like a place to get out of the weather, I think that would be a pretty good time. I don't know that I'd want to do the tent and the week long with no shower. It just doesn't seem like all that great.
Oh, you're not getting a shower if you have an RV.
Well,
there's no water
service.
Fine,
but just having a separate bathroom and being able to close the door and be inside something rather than a tent.
You can have a separate bathroom. I mean, having done a little bit of research on this, you can have a separate bathroom, as in your own RV, but what you come with as far as water is what you've got. So you probably still are going to want to go in the porta potties at least, you know, number one.
Yeah.
If you can, you can get the RVs pumped. They do have the trucks driving around. You pay cash and they'll pump you, but they don't have water to fill up, you know, to fill you up. So it's hardcore, man. You have to pretty much as Brandy. I think was it Brandy? Shoot, what was her name? Well, anyway, Miss High Times, as she said, you know, you pretty much have to bring baby wipes out if you want to.
The reason I'm calling because I think she said a lot of things that weren't true about Burning Man.
Really?
I've gone three times, and time I had a shower available to me.
How?
Well, people build. I went with camps with a group of people. This year, there was probably 70 people in my camp.
Wow.
And one guy basically built just out of like 2x4s, and he built a little catch basin that he lined with like the kind of liner you would have in a koi pond or whatever.
Yep.
And so people would basically put a 2.5 gallon jug of water up on a little rail that he built, and he had curtains around it that were actually kind of sheer, so it was kind of sexy because you could sort of see the shape of the people behind it. But, they would put the water up there and just shower in that. And you could get a shower in like a gallon of water that way. And because the temperature is so high and the humidity is so low, most of the water evaporates. Because what you really want to avoid is leaving any kind of, you know, soap scum behind or anything. Mm-hmm. They're real hardcore about leave no trace sort of thing.
Before you go on, so the water gets recycled. You're taking 1 gallon and then just spraying yourself over and over with that 1 gallon of water. Is that what's happening?
No, you basically just like wet yourself down, turn off the water, soak yourself up, then rinse yourself off.
Okay, I'm understanding a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. You can take a real efficient shower that way. And honestly, like, the showering doesn't do a whole lot anyway because it's dusty enough that
as soon as you finish it, right? I mean, you're pretty much dusty almost immediately.
Yeah, I basically only showered as a courtesy to my girlfriend, let's put it that way.
Right.
That's nice of you.
Now, third time, okay, so you went, your third time was this year. When was your first year?
My first year was 2007.
Oh, okay, so you've been almost three in a row then.
Yeah, I skipped one along the way. I was last year and this year.
So, I mean, what was it like for you the first time compared to the second or third time? Was there a significant difference for you? Did you learn some things the first time out that you corrected the second and third time?
Not really. I mean, I've been doing a lot of, like, camping and crazy conditions and stuff like that, so I'm pretty good about getting everything together. I guess now I can – there are a lot of things I know I can not pack with me, and I can survive without them just fine. But, I mean, the experience is a lot different. The first time you see it and just the scale of it and all the stimulation around you, it still is mind-blowing. I don't think it matters how many times you go, but the first time it's really kind of incredible to see all that.
Just the photos are absolutely stunning. I mean, if anybody hasn't seen some pictures from Burning Man, the artwork is incredible. And I'm not, you know, an art connoisseur or anything like that, but they really put a lot of money and time into having just amazing sculptures and these art cars that drive around that are just wacky and all kinds of just complicated and detailed.
So when was the last time you were at this?
This year.
This year. What and you don't think Burning Man has jumped the shark, as it were?
Actually, I think it may have, because the first year I went, and everybody bitched about, well, not everybody, a lot of people were bitching about this later. Some artist had built an oil derrick out of wood that was, I don't know how tall this thing was. It was like 150 feet tall. It was big. And it had staircase so people could go up to the top and look over the whole city and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And all around it were these huge statues that he built out of, like, chains and metal parts that he welded together. And they were kind of genuflecting to the oil derrick and bowing before it and all that kind of thing. He's making a political statement that, you know, we worship oil too much or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But these things at night, the statues have, like, sparks and everything flying all over the place, like Tesla coils. And then they burned the oil derrick, and what the guy did is they had this pyrotechnic show. It lasted about a half an hour. Explosions everywhere, man, smoke, all this stuff, sirens, all this stuff going off. And then for the climax, that dude pumped 6,000 gallons of jet fuel and burned it in 1 minute.
Holy crap, straight up in the air?
Thing. It was awesome. So now all the environmentalists are like, well, that's a great statement, but you just burned 6,000 gallons of jet fuel. Which, I don't know, I thought it was pretty damn cool.
So wait a minute. Now that's pretty cool, but what makes you think it jumped the shark?
Because I haven't seen anything that was such a ridiculous waste of fossil fuel since then.
I don't know if that's quite the definition of jumping the shark.
I guess I've got some questions. So they do this thing out in the
Black Rock Desert in Nevada,
some national park, right?
Pretty much.
Is there no way that, and now the cops are combing this thing like little ants at a picnic.
They got dogs and
they're going everywhere. Why is it that they can't just do this on private property? I mean, there's a lot of private property out there out west where you could just do this and then you wouldn't have to deal with the authorities. I mean, are they that statist?
This year there were 50,000 people, so you need a hell of a lot of private property.
Come on.
You could find a ranch with that kind of space.
Yes, I absolutely do think they could find a ranch with that kind of space.
And it's not like they're using the amenities that are there. I mean, they're just going out to a desert.
There's nothing there. Now, do you want to stick around and tell us a little bit more, Roy?
Oh, I'd love to. There were a couple points I wanted to get to.
Great. Hang on. More with Roy here. Burning Man Experience, 800-259-9231. Really, from what I understand, never been, but one of the most unique things you can possibly experience on the face of the planet. 800-259-9231, as long as you're willing to get pretty dirty for it. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana LiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. So head over there, enjoy those on us. You'll find stuff like our news updates. Get signed up. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up to follow us via email and our updates list or Twitter or Facebook. All are accessible through news.freetalklive.com. That's news. www.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees, maximize winning by knowing what should be done. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can talk all you want about what's wrong with the system, but going to court, that might actually fix it. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue here. We've got Roy on the line in New York. He is relating his Burning Man experience to us, having gone for 3 years and all fairly recently. Roy, you're back with us.
There's a couple points I wanted to get to at one point. If you guys get sick of talking to me, I'll start a thread on your BBS in the general section, and I'll just offer to give info to anybody that's interested in this, because I think a lot of the Liberty people would be really feel at home here.
Yeah, it seems like an interesting event. I mean, there are a couple of things that are kind of a little questionable, like apparently they get upset if there's any kind of advertising. So I was talking with the guys at the Liberty on Tour, and the idea of bringing Marv up there, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. But Marv is adorned with all manner of advertising on the outside. So I would be concerned that the anti-advertising hippies would set Marv aflame or something like that.
I think you could get away with that, no problem. People there are really laid back. I don't see hardly any kind of political evangelism there. You don't see campaign signs for Obama mm-hmm. or anything like that. But, you do see a lot of people that are kind of, let's say, politically aware, but not so much in the Republican-Democrat paradigm.
Sure.
They'll advertise that they're running their bus on biodiesel or fryer mm-hmm. grease or something like that.
And do they promote a website at all? Because, I mean, the rules of the event say that there's no commercial statements allowed whatsoever. And so I guess it would just depend on what they consider commercial. Like, I think it'd be pretty cool to wave a Free State Project flag at your campsite, for instance. Like, something like that. Would that be offensive to the powers that be there?
I don't think that would be offensive, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, I've been in the scene for longer than 3 years, too. I've been going to regional ones for probably close to 10 years, so.
So what else did you want to point out that you had on your mind tonight?
Just a couple things that I think that your Miss High Times had misrepresented about it.
That was Brittany, by the way. I did remember her name. I did not
look
it up pretty well.
Brittany, I think she misrepresented a few things, or she kind of missed out because it was her first time. And,
yeah.
There's so much to keep track of.
It's got to be absolutely overwhelming. I mean, you're there for an entire week, and it's, I don't know, what's the square mileage of the actual event? Do you know? Offhand?
It's basically, the city is set up like a circle, mm-hmm. and it's there are concentric rings that go out from the center of the circle that are the streets, and the circle's about 2 miles in diameter. Mm.
Can you see everything in 2 weeks?
Oh, no. In two weeks.
Excuse me, 1 week.
You'll be there for 1 week,
apologize.
And you'll probably see 5% of what you can see, if that.
You pretty much have to have a bicycle in order
to... mind.
You pretty much have to have a bicycle in order to get around effectively, right?
Yes, there are somebody, he's kind of anonymous, but somebody buys, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 bicycles, and they paint them a certain color, and they just leave them sitting around everywhere.
Wow.
And if you see them, you're allowed to grab that bike and ride it, and if you ride it somewhere, then...
See,
then
socialism works.
Yeah, as long as you've got some money bag sitting there, put it up. And that's the other thing.
Until the rich guy runs out of money.
Well, that's the other thing. For a lot of people, this is a costly event. I mean, it's got kind of the Rainbow Family aspect of you can't buy anything. You can, at Center Camp, as I understand it, they sell coffee and they sell ice. That's the only two items that are for sale in the entire Burning Man event.
What about the trucks that run around and pump
service? There's also the pump service.
That's about the extent of the commerce that goes on. I mean, aside from, under-the-table drug deals, I guess.
Sure.
Even then, you better be someone you know because it might be a cop otherwise.
Right. What they were doing this year. They were sending pretty girls around to ask guys for drugs, and that's how they were busting people. But
I'd like to get back to this whole idea of the cops sending people around. This could be taken care of if it was a private property thing. And, there's ranches that are as large as this park, and there's no way that Burning Man takes up the whole of this park. I mean, this park just rips off Burning Man.
$800,000.
Off.
That's what they're charged.
I mean, that's $800,000. $10? I mean, that's an incredible ripoff for a plot of desert where people go and wander around.
No. That probably includes all of the police and so forth that they have to go and bust the
absolutely.
People with drugs.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you make a good point there. I don't exactly know, you know, the people involved are big enough now. There's a lot of things you hear are just rumors. I have read interviews with the guy who started it back when it was a couple hundred people, and he had gone to this Black Rock Desert. And if you look at photos of it, it's completely flat, and basically, as far as I can see, there's no animals there. There's no trees. There's nothing. And he said, this is like a giant blank canvas. So he gives this blank canvas to 50,000 of the most creative people you'll ever see, and says, "Now you guys get to create something."
Oh yeah, it's far out, no doubt about it. I mean, like I said, the pictures are absolutely stunning, and I recommend that people take a look at some of them. But to get back to the idea of this gift economy, right, which is ludicrous on a wide scale. Here, it's pretty much just people pouring money into having a bunch of free things and food and drinks and stuff like that to give out to folks. I mean, you've got to really truck in a lot of stuff if you're just going to be giving things away for free. How long does the free beer last? I mean, what is it like? Does it go all week long? The experience?
Yeah, you know, you don't really, I mean, you don't have to give anything to people. It's not like you're obligated to do anything like that. And one of the 10 principles is radical self-reliance. If you go on the Burning Man webpage, you'll see, read our 10 principles. Mm-hmm. And so you are expected to have everything you want there. You should have your own beer. You shouldn't count on getting gifts from anybody, but a lot of people give them.
Sure, yeah, you'd want to bring your own, and you'd want to bring some for others as well as, you know, to give away.
Yeah, just to share with people, you know, just to be like, hey, I like this guy. You want a beer or whatever? I mean, we ran a bar where anybody could come up and shoot the breeze, and, you know, we'd give them drinks and stuff. And like I said, we had about 70 people in our camp, and part of our camp dues was, okay, everybody bring 3 bottles of liquor, you know.
So how did you get out there? Did y'all carpool?
Well, I had friends that were leaving from a bigger city where there were, see where I live, I'm basically the only guy in my city that goes. Mm-hmm. But I had friends that were going from a bigger city, and they had rented a truck, that like a rider truck.
Right.
And so, and then they sold off square or cubic footage on the truck, and, you know, this happens in a lot of big cities where they'll rent a truck or whatever, sell cubic footage to get a lot of your gear out there. And then we flew into Reno with just kind of the bare essentials and rented a Suburban.
It's fantastic. I appreciate your story tonight, and thanks for sharing the expertise.
Go on the BBS. Look for my thread.
Very good. What's your name on the BBS?
Anarch-OK.
Anarch-OK. Maybe I'll see you out there next year, and thanks for the call, Roy. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. As long as I'm not sitting in a jail cell, I'm interested in going. It sounds like it'd be absolutely amazing. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything you want. If you dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves, that's why we call this show Free Talk Live. The number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there for you. They are free. Listening options are some of the many features we have. Listening options including the broadband and the dial-up versions of the show. You can listen to them around the clock. So the latest episode of Free Talk Live available for you via our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll find the number for our Free Talk Live listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. That's also at listen.freetalklive.com. And the listening options are brought to you by Quality Rental.
That's right. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. If you go to hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, hostgator.freetalklive.com.
By the way, I should mention it's qualityrental.com that brings you the listen page. So 800-259-9231 as we continue the discussion. Earlier in the show tonight, in the first hour, was about the idea of market-based fire protection. And there's a news story that is being touted by the anti-liberty crowd out there as, see, proof! It's proof that market fire protection won't work! Basically, what happened, in case you're just tuning in, is in a little town, and I believe it was Kentucky. I'll pull up the details here. Tennessee, perhaps? Tennessee-Kentucky border or something like that? Yeah. Anyway, do Tennessee and Kentucky border one another?
Yes.
No, they're actually on the opposite sides of the nation.
That's not true.
Go ahead.
So in this little town, they don't have any fire protection services at all. And so the nearby burg is offering them the service of a $75 per house fee in order to put out a fire if one crops up. Well, one cropped up for one homeowner, and he had not paid that fee. And at that time, the bureaucrats showed up. It's the most important point to mention that these are government bureaucrats here. They're the ones that showed up. They were there to protect his next-door neighbor's house who had paid the $75 fee, and they did nothing to help the man who was in need of protection, fire services, even though the man made it clear, look, I'm willing to pay you. I'm sorry, I didn't pay. I'll pay whatever you charge. I'm willing to pay you. And the bureaucrats just stood there and watch the man's home burn. And, of course, this is being held up as an example of how things will be if we move to a voluntary society, if we move to a social structure in which there's no central controlling authority that is extracting money by force from people and forcing them to pay for fire services.
Right, and one thing, even if you're talking about the most callous group of firefighters in the free market, you would still be talking about some guys that would take, 10 times what their normal annual fee is to put out the fire that they're already at. I mean, these firefighters stood there and watched the guy's house burn down. This is a market opportunity of the highest caliber.
Right. Okay? Why would a business refuse that guy's business? Why would
Teach
him a lesson.
I know that there was a plumber working in the advertising industry. I had a local plumber who offered you an annual fee, and they'd come in and check your pipes and everything and they give you a plumbing service plan. Mm-hmm. If you had any problems, they'd fix it. It was under your plan, blah, blah, blah.
Sweet.
They had that. Do you think he isn't going to come out if you have some kind of plumbing emergency and you're not on his plan? I mean, who thinks that?
Well, that's just it, Sam. I think what you just said there was really kind of a description of where these government bureaucrats are coming from. We'll show him. He didn't subscribe to our
Absolutely,
service.
Absolutely, that's where they're coming from.
Right? Because it wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter to the firemen on the ground as to whether or not this guy pays his fee or not. They're getting paid either way.
They have a monopoly. What do they care?
Right, because they're getting the salary from the city. And so this is outside the city, the nearby surrounding towns that the city fire department is covering for that extra fee on the household. So to even align this with what would happen in a voluntary society or what would happen in a consent-based market in a free market scenario is just ludicrous. And if, as we pointed out, there was some business owner who was so callous as to not have not cover somebody that wanted to be covered on that in that moment, to not take care of that person, or to not do the occasional charitable, putting a fire out, that kind of thing, then that would be an opportunity for people to step up and take that man's business because, he's a jerk.
And I think hard to argue with that.
I think one of the other solutions that we would see, if you look to like the electrical in the south where I'm from, during the summers it can climb to over 100 degrees, mm-hmm. and the elderly that don't have air conditioning or that have air conditioning that maybe can't afford their electric bill, if that goes off, if their electricity gets shut off, some of them die of heat exhaustion. And so what the electric companies have done is they've created sort of a slush fund to help out the elderly that any of the electric customers can contribute to. And I think I've done this a couple years where, I just threw a few bucks that way, not a big deal to me, and it helps them out. And I think the same is true for people buying heating oil and that sort of thing.
Yeah, they have that up here.
And you certainly have the churches and so forth and charities that are donating to people so they can make sure that they have heating oil so they don't freeze to death in their homes. I think the same would be true if, it was a fire protection service was turned over to the free market, that there would be some kind of charity fund. And then you would also kind of, in that, get the balance between, okay, well, we're putting out 10 fires and the charity fund is only paying for 6, really, so we're running a little short here. And, they would have a way to sort of market it and get people involved and say, look,
time to get the boots out, man. I mean, I remember down in Florida where the firemen would actually come around at a stoplight and they would hold their boots out and you'd put money in
usually
their firemen.
Usually in Texas,
That was for the Labor Day telethon.
I don't know what it was. They weren't calling anybody. They were walking around in the street taking money from people. Right. So
it's usually on Labor Day.
I don't know when it was.
They used to do it quite often in Texas for, I think, the Shriners Hospital and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So certainly charity coverage is a way to go. And also, most people who are of little means don't tend to own their own homes. They're probably paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it would seem to me that in the marketplace, a private insurer would want to know that the house they were insuring was covered, right? They would want to know that that home had a fire insurance coverage. In fact, they may actually sell the fire insurance coverage. It may be part of a standard insurance package. Knowing that they can't rely on a government to take responsibility for this, they would be the ones who would be providing the insurance,
right.
And they'd be hiring the contractors.
This is the point I keep on making over and over again. You talk about a world without government, but this is the truth, is that there would be all kinds of governing agencies, because you wouldn't be able to just rent a place and then choose not to insure it for fire because, well, somebody is renting that to you. The fact is you'd have a governing body. That governing body would
You would have governing policies.
Okay.
There's a big difference there's a big difference between a policy and that something.
But a policy of a government?
There's a big difference. There's a difference between a contractual agreement that says if I want to do X, then I have
to
do Y, and having some third party group dictating terms to people.
I understand the difference between what you're choosing to call government. However,
he just has a love affair with the term, Sam.
Yeah,
he likes
government.
He likes to embrace the term because it makes people feel good because they don't want to let go of the idea.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Right?
Making people feel good about the ideas you're talking about. What an awful idea.
The term government has a connotation of force.
Why don't you stick with the sales guy?
The term government has a connotation of force, and I think it's better to come up with alternatives to that that particular term.
Well, you just keep on talking about no government and see how that works out for you.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, I know.
So having charity come in there is a solution. And, of course, most homes are going to be insured because it's a sensible thing to do. Who doesn't have insurance on their home? If you've got a mortgage, you've got insurance. The mortgage company requires it. Most people have a mortgage on their home. People that have paid off their mortgage have plenty of reason to have insurance on their home. If you've been able to pay off your mortgage, you probably can afford to continue an insurance policy after that. So it's just pretty unlikely that in the marketplace that homes would not even be covered in the first place. And those that weren't could apply for some sort of a charitable.
I think that the organizations, like the rent, the landlord, would be much better about checking and seeing whether insurance was present, because a lot of times it's not happening in the marketplace today because there's always the fire department to catch their slack.
You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free, that number is 800-259-9231, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so head on over there, enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over and get signed up and get perks. Get access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only forum, Amp Only podcast, and more. Get the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options as well. Amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So I think we've pretty much wrapped up the fire conversation, but let's talk about clowns. Now, for some people, clowns are terrifying. I'm not sure why that is. Maybe they saw Stephen King's movie It when they were a kid.
That was creepy.
It was, as I recall, pretty
well. Certainly the movie was creepy. It was intended to be.
But it was about a killer clown, right? So, right?
Stephen King's book, Christine, was about a killer car.
Right.
How many people get into antique automobiles and scream their heads off? I think, you know,
where
call
they
me cynical, right? Like, I'm the old mean jerk of the show, and I'm willing to be that this evening. When it comes to people that are scared of clowns, these are people that are substituting phobias for a personality. Sorry.
Substituting phobias for a personality, meaning
yes.
They have no personality,
well,
so they're
maybe their personality isn't as full as it could be, and they're saying, oh, I'm allergic to spinach, oh, I'm scared of balloons and clowns, oh, like this, that guy, or that girl, do you understand? Like, I've got all these things that are special. See, a phobia makes you special, doesn't it? Like, every time you see a cat, you scream and fall to the ground.
Jerk.
You're
the
a special individual.
Mind of Mark Edge.
Yeah. What's that?
We're just exploring the twisted mind of Mark Edge.
It's so, come on. Phobias, like made up phobias like clowns and stuff, just irritating.
You think it's made up?
I'm sure that there's a percentage of the population that is truly terrified
by
clowns, right?
Okay, If I was in a guest bedroom at a friend's house or something and they had a Chucky doll on the shelf, I'd be pretty terrified. I don't know. I would be uncomfortable. Like, Chucky, for whatever reason, the
Chucky
first
freaks
one,
you out, huh?
The first one. Now, they just went way over the top ridiculous where this little 2-pound doll is flipping things around that are 100 pounds and the second one and dragging people and stuff, which is stupid.
The force of evil can do anything.
But the first one was really scary, yeah.
You know, I had an ex-girlfriend who was scared of clowns. She was scared of tall bridges. She was scared of balloons because they might go pop. She was scared of a variety of things, right? Like, she considered these to be phobias. And
then you married her?
No.
Oh. No way.
No way.
Was that the one that kept coming in your garage afterwards, or was that a different
one? No, that was a different
one.
She wasn't coming to my garage. She was coming through my garage door.
Well, she was coming through into your house through your garage.
That's correct.
Right.
Because she had the garage door code.
Yeah. Yeah. Where were we going? Oh,
Geekologi.com.
Where?
Geeko what?
Geekologi.com.
Okay.
Is the story. And here's the headline. Illiterate clown voted into Brazilian Congress.
That's a good headline, though.
Francisco Eduardo Oliveira Silveira, a 45-year-old illiterate Brazilian man, best known for his portrayal of the Trianica, the clown, just won a place in the Brazilian Congress with more than 2 times the vote of the next closest candidate.
Yeah, buddy.
He jokes.
Bravissimo.
Yes, we can. Tererica caught the attention of a disillusioned voters by asking for their support with the humorous slogan, "If it can't get any worse," or "it can't get any worse," and a promise to do nothing more in Congress than report back to them on how politicians spend their time. We talk about, you've got the Read the Bills thing from Downsize DC here. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't have to worry about that. He can't even read, and he's been elected into Congress.
I love this, by the way. I would love to see more of this because, look, we've talked about the different kinds of activism that people can do, and we're here in New Hampshire. It's part of the Free State Project, and people are coming up here, and some people are very serious about the system, inside the system activism, and I'm not opposed to inside the system activism. I just like the kind of inside the system activism that has a little more fun. Like, for instance, when Sam and I and some other folks, a bunch of people, actually, the second time around, the first time was only a handful, but the second time around, the drinking game
that was great.
Was a really great way to...
Yeah, that's inside the system activism, too.
It totally is. You went to a city council meeting, you stayed for the meeting, and you had a drinking game to make it a little more fun, because, gosh, it's boring without it.
I will not disagree that they're boring. However, I will not pat you on the back and say, that's right, that's inside the system activism. You go have some good time.
It is inside the system. Yeah. If you're participating in the system, you're inside the system.
Uh-huh.
Just because you're not doing it in the way that they would have you do it with their decor that they want you to have. So having somebody run in a clown suit, I think, would be fantastic. I mean, if you could actually have a character, whether it's a clown or Dracula or something, you know, just ludicrous, somebody running for political office with as a character. I mean, you don't have to put your real name on the ballot, but you could quickly make yourself known as the clown candidate and just make fun of the whole process.
Well,
I think
that
is
fun. You can have a nickname in the middle of it and just say your name is Bozo.
Yeah, you can't, because they'll try to stop you from doing that.
Right, they'll try to stop you, but the answer to the question is, they said that it had to be your nickname for more than 5 years.
That's right.
So you just say, I've been called this for more than 5 years. That's the answer to that question.
They'd probably throw some other roadblock in your way.
We need proof. They probably want proof. All right. So
what kind of proof do I have for a nickname?
You'd have to. I don't know, Mark. I'm just telling you. They do not like it when you have fun with their system.
Indeed, they don't.
So we've got another quote here from Tererica. What does a congressman do? The truth is, I don't know, but vote for me and I'll tell you, the 45-year-old said in his campaign advertisements. Ah, yes, it's a great day to be a Brazilian, isn't it? Just like every other day, those women got ass for days, scratch that, weeks, some even months. Next order of business, bulletproofing the clown car.
That's funny.
So he won with twice the vote.
Twice the votes. It just goes to show you, you know, how disillusioned people are becoming with politics.
Oh, absolutely.
That they would do something like this.
And they are so frustrated. They do want to have something different. And when they're given the opportunity, one of my favorite examples is kind of in the same ballpark as this. I think it was the year 2000, maybe 02. Anyway, there was that year where, maybe it was 2004. Anyway, it was John Ashcroft versus the dead guy. Now, if you remember, John Ashcroft was the attorney general?
He was,
for a little while, yeah. He was the guy, this really uppity, super ultra-conservative guy that actually took and had a some sort of a blouse made for Lady Justice, holding the scales. And
stuck fig leaves all over the
yeah, because she was bare-breasted originally, and he was offended by that. That statue, the children might see that. And so he had this custom made additional piece that could be added to Lady Justice to cover her up and make her more decent. This guy actually ran for some kind of political office, like a state senator, I think, level office, and the guy he was running against passed away during the political campaign. So everybody knew this guy was dead by the time the vote, it wasn't like he died the day of the vote. He was dead by the time the vote came around, and the dead guy overwhelmingly decimated John Ashcroft in that race. So, I mean, you can have a corpse win a political contest. You can have a clown win a political contest. This is great news.
My favorite is the video of Ashcroft singing one of his songs about America. Have you seen that?
I believe I have.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Which song is it?
He wrote it, and it's like All About America, and the eagles soar so high, and he just goes on and on.
It's just horrible. So I think that people should have fun with this system. Why not? It's there. You might as well play in it a little bit. I mean, if you don't respect it, and I don't, mm-mm. I don't respect it, then make it known. Make it clear. So, oh, and by the way, the term government, Mark, you were... we were talking about the term government, and I think that you really should check your definitions. Maybe if you really want to hold on to the term government, why not add the word consensual to it? How about consensual governance? Because that's supposedly what we have today, right?
Can we agree on that? That I'll say consensual governance and you'll say consensual governance?
We don't have to use the term government. You're the one that wants to hold on to the antiquated term.
I think it's a term that convinces people of things, like they're going to be protected and bad people are going to have their behavior governed.
I'll have to think on that one, Mark. I'm not going to just answer that out the gate like that. 800-259.
Trying you, I can see.
9231. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Some people will vote for the clown, and some people will vote for the dead guy, but some people will fall for anything. LouRockwell.com will explain that here in a moment. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Hour 3 on the way, 800-259-9231.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.